Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chapel at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
Welcome to Radio Labs.
Hey.
So who's a fucking idiot up there in the... Oh, that's Ira. Ira in his COVID getup. Hi, Ira.
Ira's like been
pizza,
out of
like
public.
Pizza the Hut.
Huh? Yeah, you do look like Pizza the Hut. Why are you... Did you go to the grocery store in that Mylar outfit?
Well, of course. I'm going everywhere. I'm going to, you know, take a shit in this.
What is that thing?
It's a trash bag, Tim. It's technical...
It's a what?
Equipment. It's a fucking trash bag.
Oh, I couldn't tell. It looked like Mylar.
Did you get that shipment from China today?
Yeah, they're selling these on Amazon pretty cheap. $159.99. Pretty good.
So we have the usual cast of people, me, Steph, Jeff, and Ira, and his garbage bag. And then, look who that is. That's Autumn Fisher.
Yay!
Hello!
A glorious return.
Da-da-da-da! Since you're both here, I expect to hear some Carole fucking Baskins and the Tiger King.
I don't worry about that. We're going to hear some of that. You fucking asshole. I hate that Carole. That Carole's a bitch.
I mean, there's no reason to hate me. I don't understand why. Just because, you know, he doesn't like the facility that I run, which is top notch, doesn't mean that I shouldn't be rewarded. And maybe I killed my husband. It's ridiculous, but
maybe. There's no maybe about it. You threw that son of a bitch to the tigers. You covered him in sardine oil, fed his ass.
I mean, it could have been sardine oil, according to you. It could have been cologne. So I just don't know which you think it is.
You could have slinked around him with your legs open all night while he was asleep. That would attract them tigers, I guarantee you.
My husband is a Harvard graduate, and I think that he doesn't mind what's between
the alive
my
one
leg.
Or the dead one?
Now I'm talking about the dead one.
Oh, there's Ira. Hi, Ira. Now you look like a human being. So, guys, this episode is brought to you, as always, by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Now, listen, you can get takeout there, and they are open.
If you fucking order from them.
Okay, let me finish, please. You can go there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 12 noon to 9 on Saturdays. They're closed Sundays. They are doing a casserole, so you can feed your whole family, like lasagna and spaghetti and stuff like that. And so give them a call, 770-483-6228. Now, this is if you live on the east side of the city, or if you want to make a nice long drive, just tell the Department of Homeland Security when they pull you over that you're going to Atlanta Pizza in Europe for some fucking pizza.
It's essential.
It is very much an essential item. And Jeff is right. Go ahead and tip people who bring you your food or bring it out to your car. Atlanta Pizza Euro, which is GYRO.com.
Joining they should do a Joe and Carole casserole.
They should do a Joe and Carole casserole, but you'd have to go to a Chinese restaurant for that.
Oh.
So Joining us, like I said, is Autumn Fisher, who you can hear Monday through Friday on the Von Hessler Doctrine with me, and also every week on the One Topic podcast with Greg Russ.
Woo-hoo! Yay! I would say that I you guys have really been doing the Lord's work on the doctrine. I've been getting a chance to listen to it. I normally never get to listen to it just because I share an office with somebody during that time. And, you know, I listen on the podcast sometimes, but I get to listen to it live a lot because, you know, we're social distancing. So I'm having my office to myself quite a bit. So I've been listening a lot. And it definitely helps get me through my morning. You guys are very calming and soothing. I feel like I'm not getting a bunch of fear, just facts.
Yeah, and, it is a great show, because I'm critical of everything, you know.
Yeah,
and that show is
it's your people. Really, it's your good people.
I think we owe it all to Eric, don't we, for his leadership
not
at this time?
It, but yeah.
Oh yes, if it wasn't for him, I'd be a nobody.
That's so right. We hear that every day.
Yeah. No, but I do agree with you. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of what you do here, not on, I don't know about the radio, but just even from people on the street, you know, everybody's worried.
Yeah.
And it's nice to take a little break from the worry and talk about how a number without context, you know, can be very misleading. And we're not afraid to talk about those things, or even to like ask questions about it and not be sort of thought of as a climate denier almost, you know, like if you question anything, right, it's like you hate science.
Like Dr. Right. Fauci says, I don't know where the numbers come from. I just go with whatever numbers they give me. And then I tell the big fat orange moron, and then he goes up and doesn't say them right. And then I have to go on later on a talk show and talk about it. But it's okay. Don't worry about it.
You know what we really need is someone who is really familiar or studies human nature, so that they know that when they give out information that's going to scare people, they understand the reaction it's going to get, and therefore can give you another piece of information to counter, like to balance that reaction, you know, because none of us know what we're doing. You don't want to underreact, you don't want to overreact, and everybody's version of that is different.
I think, you know, a good stat, and this is a stat that I would love to hear, if they could come out with something that basically says, these are all the people who have been working from home from such and such a date. Out of those people, this many people don't have it or have not contracted it. And therefore, it would make people, I think, feel better about the fact that, hey, this is working. If you don't go out, if you do stay home, this shit is actually working. So I don't know. I feel like that might be somewhat comforting to those that are like going crazy at home and are like,
yeah,
what
really
am I doing?
I really needed a pack of gum, so I had to run to Walmart.
Right. You're like, all right, come on.
Right.
Exactly. I did, though. You got to give it up to the milk jug. If you're familiar with the milk jug store in Atlanta, it's a drive-up place to get, you know, all the things you need, like beer and cigarettes and lottery tickets. But they also have hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and they dole it out so you get one apiece. So I just went there for my half and half and for my hand sanitizer, because I can't have half coffee without half and half. I just can't. And, you know, none of that, you know, oat shit or almond shit or any of that gross stuff they try to get us to drink.
Well, even regular milk and coffee turns it into this like weird watery thing. I don't know what it is.
No, it's maybe half and half.
Yeah, it has to be half and half.
Do yourselves a favor. Do a little drop of Publix chocolate milk in the coffee. It's very nice.
What am I, a baby?
No, it tastes good. It's almost like a little mocha.
I ordered a bag of chocolate chips this week from the Instacart.
Nice.
Just so I could have a handful of chocolate when I need it every hour.
My wife accidentally discovered that my favorite cookie, she didn't know this, but my favorite cookie is the chocolate chip cookie. And the other day, she makes these really good ones with the sea salt, you know, and it's crunchy in there and tasty. And she made these little mini muffins instead of the cookies. And I have to be careful or I'll eat all of them.
Oh, I've gotten sick because of the garbage I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just shoving. I go into a fugue state and it's Cheez-Its and brownie batter.
Yeah. Don't you go back and forth between like, I need to get svelte for the apocalypse so that I can survive. But then it is the apocalypse. So fuck it. Why am I even bothering?
Yes. And then you get a little booze in me and then I'm truly fucking it. I'm like, I eat forget everything. It. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I've got a bowl. I get a bowl of oatmeal and a piece of pizza, eaten at the same time. I mean, I don't know. Just like, can I?
Know, guys, Tim, wasn't your snack dream to like crush up Oreos and mix it with milk and eat it like cereal?
Yes, I've done that. You get the double stuff and you just break them up. Then you pour the milk in and then you drink it like a delicious.
The cream doesn't react well in milk though.
Oh, that's fine. It reacts well in my mouth.
What do you mean? You dunk Oreos in milk?
Yeah, right. For the cookie part, not for the cream part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like when you were little and you would sprinkle sugar on your already sugary cereal, and then at the bottom it was just like that crunchy sweet milk.
Right. Yeah. You had to do that with cornflakes.
Yeah, cornflakes are horrible.
Or else you couldn't eat them.
Right. Hey, here's some Rice Krispies. I don't want to eat this fucking styrofoam shit. Dump a pound of sugar on it. Oh, they're delicious now.
And they had to make it like, listen, they snap, crackle, and pop. And you're like, cool, I still don't like to eat them.
What about the bowl with the straw built into it, where you can just suck the slurm out of the bowl when you're done?
My kids have that. That's amazing.
Mix some dry roasted peanuts with your chocolate chips. That's fucking awesome. That's combo.
You know, I used to think candy corn was the most disgusting thing in the world until a friend brought in a bowl of candy corn mixed with salted peanuts, and I almost had to go to the hospital that day.
Oh,
your teeth fell out. I literally thought I was dying. I couldn't stop eating it. So
her foot fell off.
Yeah.
I did get the foot of beaties from that for sure.
Ira, what are you feeding your daughters?
What am I feeding? The same shit as usual. I mean, we're able to go to the store and get the usual stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, you do realize, and Autumn probably knows this too, we are certified elementary school teachers now.
Oh.
You know, for the rest of the semester.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have
There's going to be no class in 2020, right?
Yeah, we are deemed certified by the governor. You know that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no class of 2020. Well, they'll graduate.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer.
So now I have a third job.
It's a game changer, but don't take that hydrochloroquine because you're not cleaning a pool. You want to find out. You know, we're going to test it, but right now just stay in your house and shiver in fear. That's what we want from America right now, is to sit in their house and shiver in fear.
I want Fauci to make a nice manicotti. That's what I'd like.
You want a nice manicotti?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a nice manicotti, and I'm going to
make him a nice manicotti.
I feel like he only eats beet salad.
That's all I eat. Super beets from Herman Cain. Remember him? Wow.
Hey, guys. Can you hear this? No?
No.
No.
Well, hang on. Let me
try one. Can you hear this?
No.
No.
What are you doing?
I have sound effects on this mixer, so I'm trying to play. I'm like, wah, wah.
I had wondered if I play music through Spotify on my laptop, if we could hear it, like, in the recording.
You'd have to get, what kind of a laptop do you have?
I mean, it's nothing fancy.
Is it a
fancy
Mac or a PC? That's,
oh, it's a PC. Yeah.
Okay, you should be able to do it.
What kind of computer? Is it a NX-497? Right.
Could you guys hear my drops?
No, play it again. Faintly.
Nope.
Faintly.
You couldn't hear that?
No. Damn. I'll figure it out on this end. Hey, also joining us today is... Who played that?
That's Ira and it's harmonica.
Oh.
Can you hear that? We got live harmonica. We could do live.
Hey, there's Roby. Roby's going to join us.
Hey.
How are you doing?
God, we have enough people here for what do they call that? Zoom.
All right, I got to move everybody around. Let me move around. Let me get over here.
Hey, look, I paid for a prominent spot on the screen. Remember?
I can't get Jeffrey in the
circle. Ira gets a top slot.
That's right.
Jeffrey's just going to have to stay in his little circle in
his little bubble.
There you go.
Hey, so joining us is Roby Neely. I'm saying his name right now. I have to practice that a lot because I want to say Robbie all the time. Hey, Roby, how you doing?
How are we doing, Tim? Autumn, Chef, Steph, Ira?
Hey.
Are my levels good over here?
Yeah. Sound good.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So Roby's in Texas. What town are you in Texas?
I'm in Odessa.
Odessa,
part of
Texas.
The Permian Basin.
Oh, wow. Isn't that the Friday Night Lights town, is it not?
That's the Friday Night Lights town. Happened when I was in another town when I was in high school.
Now, do they have cores down there? And do I need to drive 48 hours to go get cores and then come back from Atlanta?
To get To get what?
Coors beer. We don't have that.
Coors. You don't have it there.
No, Atlanta.
Oh, that's
Coors.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to make a run and then come back. It's Odessa, right? Texarkana.
You could probably go to Texarkana, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine what it was like back in the 70s? You couldn't get Coors beer east of the Mississippi. I remember my mother would go visit her friends out west and then bring home 4 cases of it. And it sucks. Who the fuck would go that far to get shitty Coors beer?
I mean, it's the banquet beer, Tim. I mean, people will drive for it.
It was like that with Yingling, wasn't it?
Banquet beer. Yeah, but I'm from PA, so I guess. Yeah.
Well, Yingling, you could only get in PA until they opened that other brewery down in Florida. Then you could get it all up and down the East Coast.
Yeah. So, Roby, you've been working on some music and stuff, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I wrote stuff back when I was in high school and all through, and I finally decided nobody else was going to help me with it. I needed to teach myself guitar and keyboards and music theory and put my own stuff to music. And I'm hoping that one of these days somebody out there will hear it, decide they want to record it, and I'll have a song out there somewhere.
And what's the song you sent me that we're going to put at the end of this podcast, if you're cool with that?
Oh, I'm cool with it. It's just a demo. It's not even the complete version. Charlene. I wrote that when I was 16, working in a cafe.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a demo, but we'll put it at the end so everybody can listen to it at the end of the show and enjoy it like we
have. That's good. I'm proud of the demo, but I'm hoping to. I've already got my DAW program ready, and I'm making it better as we go.
So the only other person, as far as I know, that has musical ability is Ira. So
I've heard his stuff.
You only have?
I can play the flute.
I bet you can.
Yeah, come on, Tim.
And I can sing.
Yeah, Autumn sings.
it's Autumn's rendition of the Doobie Brothers singer that makes me want to do a Mick Jagger version of the Patreon patrons.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I do an imitation of Mick Jagger singing You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Let's hear it.
And I could just the song or my Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday you said I'm sorry. Sunday came and took your breath away.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I've always just heard Mick Jagger singing that song for some reason.
That would be a good song for him.
It does sound, yeah. It sounds like a total Stone song.
I wonder if Billy was emulating him when he was doing that.
You know, you're right. That's probably correct.
I drove through Bedford style, rode my motorcycle and ride.
That was my first big Billy Joel album. I bought that at
Glass
Radio.
Houses.
Yeah.
Phenomenal album.
Glass Houses was huge.
Yo.
Yeah, it was.
What's your favorite Billy Joel song?
Everybody, go around
collectively,
the horn.
Yeah.
You start.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Big Shot, probably.
Ooh. Autumn.
Damn, that's what I was going to say.
Pick me last.
Okay, Roby.
I really enjoy singing You May Be Right.
Okay.
And I was there a Billy Joe song in Bosom Buddies? I can't think of the name of that one.
Yeah, My Life.
Yeah, My Life.
My Life. That is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, Ira,
sorry.
Well, I'm going to say Big Shot, but I'll pick Sleeping With the Television On also from that album.
Cool. Jeff?
I was going to say My Life, but Piano Man's good.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
I like your version your version of Piano Man.
How did that go? I mean, that takes explanation, so set it up.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tim writes his own lyrics.
Yeah, change yours.
Actually, my favorite one ever, because I had to look it up because I couldn't think of it. I said Big Shot just out of panicking, but it's Moving Out.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Mine is She's Only a Woman.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's very good.
See, my favorite is the John Valby version of that song. You know that one, Tim?
The John Valby?
Version of She's Only a Woman to me.
No, I'd like to hear that, though.
She's always, yeah. Don't play it.
Oh, well. Mine was, Jeff and I used to belong to a comic book club in Corning, New York, which was about 30 miles north of where we live. So every Wednesday, was it, we'd go up there. And we were in high school, but we'd stop and get pizza at this place in Corning, New York, called Aniello's, which was the best pizza, pretty much. And that typical southern tier of New York State pizza, which can't be replicated anywhere. And we would we'd go to the comic book thing. And there was this guy that worked at a comic book shop who looked like John DeLancey Q from Star Trek Next Generation. Oh, yeah. But he was really pretentious, and he owned one of the comic, he owned the comic book store in Ithaca, New York. And we were, I don't know, was he singing it, or did I just make it up and do it in his voice? He was singing Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And we, on the way home, I looked at Jeff and I went, and he's talking to Davey because he wants to smear gravy all over his hot cock tonight.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
So gravy. You got to go back to 1988.
It rhymes with Davey.
Yeah, gravy. What else rhymes with Davey?
Brown or white?
White.
Sausage gravy, of course. Yeah,
a little pepper flakes in it.
So, Roby, I'm curious. Are you... How did you discover either us or the Von Hessler Doctrine?
I discovered you through a link Jeff put on Twitter.
Okay.
We're both Tell 'Em Steve Dave fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave just religiously. I love it from the start. I identify with those guys that are about our age. Right. Same kind of mindset, same kind of humor. And Jeff was always sending links to Radio Labyrinth on Twitter. And I ignored them because half the links for new podcasts on Twitter are terrible. And then one day, he just happened to put one on, and it was talking about Mike TV's review of one of the episodes of Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked on it and I listened to that, and I was like, well, that's interesting. And then I listened to an episode of Radio Labyrinth, and I was like, all right, I got to go back and start from the beginning, because these guys are my age. They are my people. They're my culture. They get a lot of stuff wrong, but they get a lot of stuff right.
Okay, that's good. We get a lot of stuff wrong, but a lot of stuff right. I can accept that.
And so I have to drive around. I have to work all day by myself, which I prefer. I've got social distancing down. I've always had it down. And the best way to keep drunks in these bars from talking to you is to have a pair of headphones in your ears and listen to a podcast, because I don't listen to radio or music anymore.
No,
I really don't. I've been doing talk radio and podcasts for the past 15 years, and I've been happy.
Audiobooks? You get any audiobooks in there?
I don't do audiobooks. I'd rather put it in my hand and read it.
Right.
I like hearing that. I've turned into a lazy son of a bitch who'd rather just listen to audio. But then you lose a lot if you're not paying attention.
Right.
When you're reading, you actually have to pay attention. And it's hard for me to keep going.
I mean, there's some books I thought, well, I ought to go ahead and just listen to that in audio form. But I'm like, no, I've got to have it in my hand. I mean, I don't even have a player. My wife started reading with her little phone. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I've got a library full of books that I've had for years. And if I try something new, it's going to be in my hand, a hardcover form, that smell, that feel.
Right.
That's like awesome. Having a hard one in my hand too.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
That's hard. Why you still hang out with Jeff.
Jeff tells me that all the time.
I love the smell.
The smell.
that's it's not bleach.
No, but it smells like it.
It's one of those white trees outside that smell like that.
I used to have to make, when I worked at a restaurant in college, I had to make pasta. We made all of our pasta. We made linguine, and you had to hang it to dry. And we made ravioli, and you had to roll it through the machine.
Ravioli.
The dough always smelled like
manicash.
And then I would say to my coworker, my manager, Greg, I go, hey, this smells like your face.
That's so good. Your face smells like wet pasta.
No, meant something else.
Okay, yeah.
Smelled like juice.
Ew.
You guys are gross.
I know.
When women do all that face tuning on Instagram or Facebook, I feel like their face looks like wet dough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like where they are like featureless except for their eyeballs and their lips.
Yeah. It's creepy, right?
Yes, just be normal.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I could see maybe if you're trying to just like maybe put a sunset filter, if you're just trying to like.
Right.
You can sunset yourself, but yeah, that is just very bizarre looking. Everybody looks like futuristic sex dolls.
Yeah, sure. Well, especially the ones that are doing like the sexy face pose along with that crazy featureless filter. What,
that blushing corpse look that they all have.
And their lips are big.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know what? There's no point in having one of those unless they invent one that's self-cleaning because no one's going to take care of it.
Ducklet.
Hey, have your butler clean it for you.
Oh, okay.
You know what it needs?
Is your dog lick it out.
Okay.
All right.
So with those dolls, does something like twist out of it so that you could, or like those guys that have those real dolls, are they like physically getting a doll up on this kitchen sink and getting the hook? Like, how are they washing
it? You have to put it in your bathtub or shower.
But you know what? They should have just like a little compartment, like
oh yeah, that
you
know, pulls out.
Yeah, pop pulls the out.
Out and wash it off and put it back in.
And then it's a infomercial.
Yeah.
Where they're like, "Where are you?" It's in black and white, and a guy's like lifting up basically a dead body onto his kitchen sink, and he's trying to wash it out, and he falls over and he slips, and then the color version, right, is like, "You use this."
Bottom.
Well,
there's not enough real dolls in the world. I'm out.
Yeah.
Would it just show something running out of its mouth into the sink?
Okay, so the mouth opens. It's like a press thing, like a and it comes off.
Oh.
Ooh, and then steam comes out like.
It's a cum catcher, is what you're saying, basically.
Oh, I'm going to call the show that. Aren't you glad you joined us, Roby?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a wholesome man from Texas here, and we're talking like this.
It's my fault.
Wholesome?
Yeah.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I'm going to assume.
Getting public off the radio, and we'll see.
Okay. Is that Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew and tequila?
That is actually, I call this Arnold Palmer tea and lemonade.
Oh okay. Yeah. Who doesn't love a good Arnold Palmer?
Look like an embalming fluid.
Tiger Woods.
It's true.
Well, I make it with more lemonade than I make it with tea.
So, Roby, what are you doing when you're... So, you're still working, obviously, right?
I'm not really taking care of... I'm not really collecting the rent for the bars right now. I just go out and make sure the properties are still maintained. I'm cleaning up the jukeboxes, the internet jukeboxes. I'm recovering pool tables.
What is your job? Slowly.
I'm kind of a bar property manager. I've got a boss that lives in Lubbock. He's gotten me down here for the past 10 years. I just go around, collect rent out the properties that are abandoned. I mow them. I'm a little bit of a catch all.
Okay.
That's awesome. Cool.
And it keeps me from having to work with the public as much.
That's
I've been in the bar business since 1996. Running karaoke shows and then actually being a bartender and a bar manager. And for a long time, I don't like crowds, don't like public. So if it was too many people around, I wanted to be behind that bar. I wanted to be on that stage.
Right.
That way they weren't right up against me. And now that I don't run shows, I'll go into my local favorite bar, shoot some pool. When that thing gets full, I'm out the door.
Roll I thought he said ball. He didn't like crowds. Thought maybe didn't
Germans.
No.
I'm not Jewish.
He's pro Germans.
Wait, how did we get into Jewish? What did you say?
He misinterpreted.
Because he said he didn't like crowds. You know.
I don't like crowds.
Okay. I don't like
crowds.
Crowdish.
I'm sorry. When I came back to Texas, I got some of the accent back. You're gonna have to deal with it.
I think it's awesome. don't worry about that.
No, it's the Skype connection. I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
When I go back home and then I come back down here, I end up tagging lazy like I did when I was up there. You know, it's most common in your nose and you enunciate mouth. It's not really so much it's the nasal part. It's just people don't move their lips too much when they speak, you know.
But the sound comes out the way it does because you're not moving around that much.
Well, usually it comes out of your nose and all, and your lips don't move all that much, and you say, oh, God, you know, we was up to Wegmans yesterday, and it was out of chocolate chips, and I had it out of chocolate chips, and, you know, so I just decided to go down to Taft's and they had plenty of them, so it's crazy to me how they ran out of chocolate chips and Taft's. I don't understand. But, you know, Wegmans, they had the pizza ready, so, you know, they only let about 5 people in at a time, and I go when the old people are there because I got a fake ID that says I'm 70. Hey, what a great market that is. You need a fake ID now that says you're 70. Then you can go and shop with the other old people. And since you're not 70, you can zip around them. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been taking adrenochrome.
Or calcium.
I know the first time that I heard somebody from Georgia. She came in. She was on our softball team. And we thought, what a redneck. Because she went, why y'all laughing at me?
You hear our governor speak. Sometimes it's like he don't know how to read nothing. He has a hard time reading aloud. Heard about this being contagious.
I know.
I had no idea that you could catch the flu by being near someone else who has the flu.
You learn something new every day, Mr. Governor, huh?
That's right. Right now, I'm ordering shelter in place. No groups of more than 350 people.
Now, Mr. Kim, what's with the beaches? I heard the thing about the beaches today. We can go to the beach now.
We don't want nobody going to the beach unless they're young. And when they get to the beach, they got to wear suntan oil. And they can't be more than 2 inches apart or from each other. The ocean will not cure you of COVID-19.
Oh, see, I heard that the saltwater air is a cure-all for COVID-19, no?
The problem with acute COVID-19 is that it is acidic, so if you keep your body at a non-acidic level, all you have to do is drink hot water with lemon slices in it, and you're going to be all right.
So if I eat gluten-free for the rest of the week, I should be good, right?
No gluten.
Oh, no gluten.
You're darn tootin', no gluten.
All right. All right, good.
I thought you had to have extra gluten.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you had to have extra gluten. Kill
it. And to this point, we had no idea you could get cancer if you stood next to a nuclear power plant that was leaking. It's just a shock to us. Now we're going to talk to this lady who works for us. I forget her name.
We turn it over to Dr. Toomey.
Yeah, Dr. Toomey told me that you could cut yourself if you take a knife and slice your arm with it. Up until this point, we had
you just heard that?
Just found out about that.
Tim, have you seen that lady from Pennsylvania that's handling the COVID thing?
You mean that?
Yeah, well, she's a lady now.
Yeah.
I wondered if you had seen her.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's chief medical officer is a transgendered old lady. So it's this, she has really long hair, and it's really interesting to see that's cool.
Transgenders can't catch it, can they?
No. We just found out that transgender people are immune to COVID-19 because of their alkaline blood level.
And then we'll start hunting people down that don't get it, and because we find out that they're secretly, we assume they're secretly transgendered.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's to drain their blood for the antibodies because they can't catch it.
We start milking them like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there are people. Milking snakes will help you cure the COVID. Go find a copperhead. Milk it right in your arm. So has anybody
been
watching?
You won't die of COVID. You'll die of a snake bite.
Right. So. But then you'll have it, and the hospital will say you died of COVID. So what have people been watching? What are you watching right now, Roby?
I'm catching up on Killing Eve before the new season comes out. I hadn't seen it before.
What do you think of it? I'm a big fan. I can't wait till the new season starts.
I love the acting. Not sure about the relationship that went on there for a second.
Oh, spoiler. But,
You don't have to worry about spoiling it for me.
I only made it to episode 2, so you're fine.
But I'm started the second season the other day.
Wouldn't you say that Jodie Comer, like she's like the best female villain I think I've ever seen
she's amazing with her emoting and her facial expressions.
She's diabolical.
And, just you can see it in her face, just the wheels turning. And she's very good at that. And I just watching Sandra Oh, I'm kind of fascinated and not at all. It's something about her that just it drives me kind of crazy trying to figure out what she's doing.
Is that because you're a big Arliss fan?
I did not like Arliss. I had to look up what I'd seen her in before and hadn't really seen her in anything.
Sideways.
Hey, yeah, I only know her from Sideways.
You like Arliss? Remember that? That's when Norm MacDonald did that David Letterman impression on SNL. Hey, you like Arliss? I've liked a couple things Robert Wool is in, but he's always the same. No matter what character he's playing, he's always the same guy.
What I liked was his HBO special. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that one where he sits in front of a college class?
Yeah.
And just talks about history and how...
He does like a TED Talk.
Right, it's like a TED Talk about history. And in the end, he says, you know, whoever, you know, a good story sometimes trumps history.
That's true.
Trumps the actual story. I love that. I love that HBO special he has.
Yeah.
Anybody else watch something, right?
Anybody else watch Kingdom on Netflix?
No.
I don't know why. I just found the show. It's like Walking Dead, but set in Korea.
Ooh.
Like feudal Lord era Korea.
Hmm.
Like where Japan is and China are like threatening to take them over.
Cool.
And there's zombies.
A zombie outbreak, and it starts with the king of the land. The king of whatever it is. He dies, and they have this doctor bring him back to life, basically turn him into a zombie, mm-hmm. because is they didn't want the heir, his son, to be the king.
Yeah,
his wife was pregnant, so they're waiting for her to have the baby before he died.
Right.
So the other kid could be the king. But
so are these
shit goes crazy. And it's dubbed in English, so you can listen to it. But they also have English subtitles if you want to do it that way.
Now, are these Romero slow zombies or the 28 days later fast zombies?
Yeah, they're 28 days later fast zombies.
But they have to be to get past them swords, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for a while, they only come out at night because they're scared of the sun.
Mostly.
But then it turns out it wasn't the sun that it was the temperature.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. You find that out pretty early on.
They're Minecraft zombies. They only come out at night.
Right.
But I watched both, because both season two just came out in March. So I watched season one and season two, and they were both really good.
Is everybody caught up on Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. What do you guys think of the season so far?
I'm waiting for them to give us more. I'm waiting for the decline of Kim.
Yeah, that's
kind of figure out on that.
how they break apart, like whether she's gonna die, or like be killed, or
we don't want her to die.
Because I think that there would be more. I know that this was made after they made Better Call. I'm sorry, Breaking Bad. But don't you think that we would have gotten some glimpse of his previous relationship with Kim if she had died? I don't think she's going to die, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't either.
We hope she doesn't.
We're going to see her at the mall in black and white in the future, in the present day.
Oh, I think that too.
I'd like.
I don't think she's going to die. I think Jimmy has too much feeling that if she died, it would make him, it'd probably destroy him. Now, if she left his life because of circumstances, then I could see him becoming more of the Saul character that he becomes in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rooting for her to get kicked the bucket, but.
Really? Why?
Why?
That's it. Take.
Roby.
Well, I've always had a problem with Kim because she's too good. And you start hearing about her past. She's one of these people that projects what she wants to believe she is morally.
Right.
I'm a good person. I'm going to do everything right. This things have to be done because that's the right way. Right. And she goes overboard doing this stuff to be a good moral person because she has a background with her mother, who was just basically another Jimmy.
Right.
And
all of her dealings with Jimmy, those are, she's trying to reconcile the two sides, right? She wants to be someone.
What it is she wants to be like Jimmy. She's at her most entertaining and her best. At heart, she is.
Yeah.
But she projects to everybody else that, oh no, she projects what she wants, the things the world wants to see.
I don't know. I consider her the most genuine character on the show. I feel like everything she does, that's all her.
Right, but it's you have to know where the basis of it comes from. It's every time she backslides into the, I call it Kenny Kim. Every time she backs into Kenny Kim with Slippin' Jimmy, it's because that's her true personality. That's where she's most comfortable with, is pulling these scams. Now, she's like Jimmy. She doesn't really want to hurt people. Jimmy, most of his scams he's pulled is either to help somebody else.
Right.
You get right down to it. But he's getting more callous where he's starting to use more people. But she doesn't want to hurt people either. She's good in that way. It's really hard to explain that type of personality character.
I think that both sides are her. I think that she wants to be someone who follows the rules, but then in life, you know, even if you do good things, sometimes bad things happen to you and you don't get justice. And she wants to right that just like Jimmy does. And so she does both. And I think, I don't know, I love Kim. I think she's going to really get the fuzzy end of the lollipop in this whole thing.
Whoa.
I like her right now. I like her more this season than I have before because she's starting to slip into that character.
Well, I don't think that there was a lot of need for her to interact with his like more slippery side before.
Right.
And well, that's true. Slippery before because he was slipping Jimmy and he wasn't Saul Goodman. I think his brother was alive to like keep him accountable and all that.
I think she's the most realistic portrayal of a human being.
Yes.
Of a regular human being who is, it's nothing, no one is all good or all bad. Most people, you want to do the right thing. You're supposed to do the right thing. But it's fun to do the wrong thing. And if you have somebody in your life who makes it look so fun and so, and he gets away with
it. Impossible.
And you're attracted to him. It's very hard to fight that kind of a shine, I think, on somebody. So
I loved that moment when she had that hard day and they were out on the balcony together and they didn't say a word to each other. Oh. And sometimes you just need your partner to like throw a beer in the parking lot with you, you know?
I agree.
So cool. I love that.
I agree. I hope she does live. Obviously, they're not going to make it, but I do agree with you 100%. I don't think there's any way she's died because he would not be the same character in Breaking Bad had she been murdered.
Yeah. Now, if you'd like an even deeper dive into the world of Better Call Saul, you should...
Deep dive.
Yes, so deep you'll end up on the other side of the world. It's very thorough. I'm sure Roby can attest to that. I haven't heard it. Oh yeah, no, you haven't heard.
No, I don't. I don't. What are y'all talking about?
Mike TV.
Oh, Mike TV. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he hasn't gotten on your nerves yet on Twitter to make you not listen to it anymore.
No, I could ignore. It's. Yeah. I could ignore.
Understood.
Yeah, there is a mute button.
And of course, we're just joking, okay, Mr. Man from Rockdale County, Rockdale Tiger.
15.
Yeah, he and Lisa are doing two episodes of the show every week, a recap of the most recent Westworld that I'm not watching anymore, and Better Call Saul.
I haven't started it.
You're out, Ira?
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm still watching it.
Yeah, how about you?
Why are you out, Ira?
With Westworld, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not really a... I watched most of the first episode, and I fell asleep of season three.
Okay.
And then I just have too much other shit to watch, and I don't have time, and I haven't gotten back to it yet. So it's not.
I can't watch Westworld without someone then explaining to me what happened.
Yeah.
I can't just watch it purely on my own.
Are they doing a podcast, like an HBO podcast?
Yeah, I'm sure there's. Podcast?
Well, and there's that Alt Shift Delete or whatever YouTube channel that really helps break down episodes and ties things that happen in whatever episode you're watching back to some previous episode so you understand why that's happening.
Right.
And it's just stuff like I would never catch just passively watching.
What did you think of last season?
Oh, go ahead.
I liked it, but again, it just feels like a lot of work.
Yeah, like
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work like that well.
Like Legion. I think that show
was best if you binge it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Because when it first came out, I watched two episodes of season one, didn't watch any more. And then when season two came out, I thought, well, I better go ahead and catch up on season one. And I was able to binge and enjoy all of season one.
Yeah, maybe
season
two
came out, I got two episodes into it. I'm like, yeah. But the second it all came out and I was able to binge the whole thing, I'm like, okay. It's a very good bingeable TV show. Now this season, it's actually kept me interested.
Okay.
Huh. Well, I think it's more. I think to me, it's like girl power season, and there's enough of that where they don't need to have it and everything. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, ladies really need to sit down.
They do. They've been up for a couple of years. Now it's time to go back.
They're going to go overboard with it.
How about you go home and be a mom?
What,
like everything else, they'll go overboard with it before it finally comes back down to nice, even normal.
Yes. Well, there's no workplaces for anyone to be sexually harassed anymore, so there's no need for it, me too.
Yeah, my self-esteem has gone so low. Because right, no one's there to harass me to let me know if I look good.
I'll meet you online, Autumn, and I'll harass you.
I'll tell you.
You need to wear a lower cut top.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know what would be better? If you maybe unbutton that top button. Hey,
smile Ira, more. You need to smile more.
Yeah.
More.
Hey, Ira. Yeah, I like that smile, Ira. You look better when you smile.
Thank you. I mean, no, wait, that's harassment.
There's a lot of those kind of jokes on the Eliza Schlesinger sketch show on Netflix, if anybody's watched that.
Marina Bamford did a show on Zoom yesterday, and she had to stop it because there were so many trolls in there that she couldn't continue the show.
She was on Eddie Pepitone's Instagram Live the other night, too. That was really good. I wish there was an archive of those somewhere. He needs to put them up somewhere.
Right, you
trolling Bamford.
Well, there's a whole group of them. They're all kids. And I watched a bunch of them on YouTube. They call it Zoom bombing. And they get in there, and they say stupid stuff. And they post porn and weird shit. And,
they're doing that to these online classes, too. Like, some dude got in and whipped his junk out in front of a bunch of 8th graders.
Oh, that's
not funny.
No.
Yeah, I know, but that's what these fucking trolls are doing. They're, like, busting into these Zoom chats like this one that we're having now.
They could easily get arrested for that, right? I mean, they could find these guys.
Yeah, they got it.
Especially in front of 8th graders.
Yeah,
that's child something.
Yeah.
It's wiener exposing endangerment. So Ira has a game,
dude.
What do you want to? You want to save it?
No, I want to do the game. I think. Does everybody want to play, or do we?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
You know, before we do it, you know, I think Jeff asked if anybody wanted to know online of if they had questions or requests. So we can't forget to mention sometime in the show, Louis Coniglio wanted to know what all of our quarantine go-to snacks are. So we can't forget to do that.
Oh, let's just do that right now.
Okay.
Ira and his crab chips.
Oh, yeah. That's the only question we got on Facebook.
That's the only one I saw. I don't know, Jeff. Is there any more?
Yeah, that was the only one I saw, too.
All right, my go-to snack, is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
A snack? Really?
You put butter on that too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do an impression of my dad as to why I put butter on peanut butter.
Oh, it's too dry.
I mentioned mine already, the chocolate chips and dry roasted peanuts mixed together.
Num, 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 num. Ira, what's yours?
Scotch.
Roby.
Single malt.
Well, I've found since the quarantine started, I've been eating Cheetos, and I haven't had Cheetos in years.
Oh, they're good.
But every time I go to the store right now, I'm buying a bag of...
Aren't you a puppy?
Cheetos.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are good.
I like the puffy ones more than this.
Yeah, I like the crunchy ones better.
I like to let the puffy ones get stale.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like one day.
I love stale popcorn. I love stale chips. And my wife can't stand it.
When I was a kid, my mom would buy the... Remember when we were younger, anything generic was in a bag that was white and it just said corn chips?
Yeah.
Right.
Or whatever. So she'd buy the corn chips. Now, this is going to gross everybody out, but I would chew up a whole bunch of them and then put it back in the bag and let it dry, and then I would eat it later.
What are you, a bird?
I think so. I don't know why. I also
he's a mama bird.
I also peed in Coke bottles and left them in my closet to see how long it would take them to get cloudy.
Oh, God.
How long?
A long time. I had one in there for a year and a half.
This whole podcast has been disgusting. You guys are absolutely
disgusting.
Why doesn't
someone stop you from doing that? Charge of you to say, Timmy, what are these? Why do you have these in the closet? Throw them away.
My mother had to clean his own room. She never went in my room. She had two jobs, and I just took everyone. And then I had this bowl. I had a bowl that I would put little pieces of food in and put it under my bed. And then I would watch the mold grow. And I brought it into seventh grade
science class.
And Mr. Henninger, who was the teacher, said, well, Tim Andrews has an interesting collection of mold. And he put it up front, and you could look at it under the microscope.
That's cool.
All right.
But it's gross as shit to have a kid full of mold that he left.
Yeah, I feel like these are questions on the list before they admit you into a hospital.
He's immune to everything.
Well, I mean, have you been putting food under your bed to watch mold grow? Have you been pissing in bottles and leaving them in the closet to see if they're cloudy?
Chewing up the chips and putting them back?
If you mix the year-old pee with the chewed-up chips, though, and then pour it into the bowl, delicious.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right, my quarantine snack. I didn't get to tell you my quarantine snack, and mine is spicy hummus, club crackers, and manzilla olives. It's the salty. It's so salty.
So Mediterranean.
Salty. So I have no doubt my sodium level is, it's ungodly. I mean, I can feel my heart slowing as I'm eating it, but it is so good. So good.
Did everybody get theirs?
No, I am eating extra toasty Cheez-Its.
Oh, okay. You could eat a whole box of Cheez-Its in one sitting.
Oh, yeah. And brownie. I've been making brownies.
Those extra toasty ones are the best too, because they
so
got the
good.
Darker
but they do
spot.
Vary. They're not very consistent. They vary per box. Like some boxes are not that toasty, and then other ones are like perfect.
Remember cheese? It's way better than cheese nips. You remember cheese nips, and you're like, "What is this shit?"
Yes, a goldfish. Get the fuck out of my face, you're like
goldfish
a weird crunchy piece of salt.
Unless they're those bold goldfish where they're dusted and dusted and dusted.
But I don't like that dust. You know, like I've been trying the different Cheez-It products, like the ripply ones, and then the ones that are like the thin ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're all covered in that weird cheesy dust,
like the white cheddar.
Just original. The big Cheez-Its are really good. Those are very consistently delicious.
Those are wonderful in a bowl of chili.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Real good.
And then the other, I have one more, and I like to make the popcorn that's bad for you. Pop it in a kettle and then put a ton of butter and salt on it.
You pop it in peanut oil or coconut oil or something?
Peanut or coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut? Never olive. Is that good with popcorn?
Olive oil?
Yep. No, olive oil I don't like with popcorn. It makes the popcorn taste like olive oil.
I did have one like really bad fallout. It was like about a week ago. I pulled into a gas station and I bought six bags of chips, like wrap snacks, like they have Notorious B.I.G. jalapeno honey.
Better Made chip somewhere.
I got Better Made too. So when I came in the house, I washed my hands. I ate 2 bags of chips. Then I alerted the home that I was home. Like, nobody even knew I was home yet. I was just in the kitchen with the door shut. Dog's husband. Nobody knew. I just ate those 2 bags of chips.
Yes. Like a raccoon over the sink. Yes.
Did you get the Cardi B chips?
I did not get the Cardi B's. The Notorious B.I.G. honey jalapenos are my favorites.
Yeah.
Formerly Fetty Wops, but now they're Notorious B.I.G. I guess because Fetty Wap is a nobody. Because he's a nobody. Nobody cares. And so then my husband came in there and he goes, wow, you got 3 bags of chips? I said, I actually got 5. I already ate 2. And you can have 1. And then I'm going to eat these other 2.
I have vanilla rice chips. Those are good.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
Sure.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, Jan.
That sounds like a very Karen. That sounds like a very Karen kind of a chip.
Fuck y'all.
I just, my snack, my COVID snack is just air. I just take big gulps of air and it's just really satisfying.
Because you're trying to take care of yourself during the quarantine.
That's right. You know what we all need to do when we're in quarantine is just like sweat at home and really connect with our kids and our significant others.
Have you had a lot of people telling you what you should be doing?
And then get in the hot tub with your ponies.
No, I haven't had people tell me what to do. I've just been seeing, you know, liars online telling me not to touch my face. You're touching your face, okay? No one's not touching their face.
Autumn, are you on TikTok?
No.
I can see you doing TikTok.
So. Don't do TikTok. The Chinese will get all your information.
Should I do TikTok? Ni hao, Chinese people. I don't care. Find my information. What do I care?
Maybe you'll get masks.
I can see you doing some funny TikToks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Now I want to do it because you'll
agreed. You should do TikToks and you should do them with your kids.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it this week. I'm all about TikTok.
Are you?
I have been wasting a lot of time on TikTok. I can spend an hour just scrolling.
I know why you're on TikTok.
No, why? Lots of funny shit on there.
Uh-huh.
And scams and stuff.
And
those girls' boobs are so funny.
Yeah. I love the way they jiggle. Just laugh. Makes me laugh and laugh and laugh.
All right, and then I sleep right immediately.
There's some well endowed ladies on TikTok. I'm not denying that, but there's some.
It
funny
is like
shit
a new Vine.
Too. Yeah,
Jenna Marbles recently put up a video of her favorite TikToks, and it's really cool because she doesn't make money off of those because there's copyrighted music and whatever. But yeah, she just shows you her favorite TikToks, and they're hilarious.
Yeah, there's some funny shit on there.
I remember when. Go ahead, Steph.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when Vine came out, Jeff kept sending me links to all these people that were really interesting.
I saw
like Siri. Was that her name, Siri?
Porn star Jeff? Siri?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, sorry, Steph. That was.
No. I forgot what I was going to say because it was stupid anyway.
No, nothing's stupid.
Except for Carol Baskin, that goddamn bitch.
Ira, what's your game?
I brought a game called Synopsis Now.
Synopsis Now.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, like synopsis of movies.
Yes.
Or apocalyptic.
Yes, it's all in the title.
All right, we can't all yell. Sense. We can't all yell at the same
time.
Raise your hand. Okay.
Hey, keep your own scores. Now, don't raise your hand just to. Well, Ira, do whatever you want.
We're on video. We can raise our hand. Explain the game real quick, and then get started.
All right, these will be easy. We'll run through these quickly, okay? So this is basically guess these apocalyptic movies based on their synopses from IMDb.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Group of friends venture deep into the streets of New York on a rescue mission during a rampaging monster attack. Movie?
I know. Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
Very good. So 2008.
Yeah.
Number 2.
I got a point.
An insane general triggers a path to nuclear holocaust that a war room full of politicians and generals frantically tries to stop. Tim.
That would be How I Learned to Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
You're very good. From 1964.
Thank you.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Number 3. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
6 Los Angeles celebrities are stuck in James Franco's house.
Oh, Autumn.
Jeff.
Autumn.
Jeff, you go.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, wrong.
Oh. Hot tub. No.
No, I mean, you're almost there. You got to say it right. Come on.
Roby.
At World's End?
Nope.
You're close.
I thought it was It's the End of the World.
You're close. Autumn. Is it
just End of the
Steph?
World?
Steph.
Steph. End of the fucking world? Is that right?
This is the end.
Oh,
okay. Oh, we didn't. Nobody got that.
Yeah. 2013, y'all. Yeah,
we had it though. Kind
I
of.
Will not allow it. No, wow. Not allowed.
No,
I know. No points, but we had it.
No points. Number four. After discovering that an asteroid the size of Texas, Roby, is going to impact Earth. Yes, Autumn.
Roby.
Armageddon.
Roby. Yeah.
Roby. Armageddon, 1998.
Armageddon bored.
Number five. In a future world devastated by disease, a convict is sent back in time to gather information.
Oh, Autumn!
Who had their hand up?
Demolition Man?
No.
Nope.
Steph.
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 12 Monkeys.
Yeah, 12
Monkeys. Very good. You know what? You're going to have... I think you should shout your names out because I can't... I'm reading, so I can't
right.
see.
Okay.
I'm not really playing anymore. I'm just checking
Why?
For everybody. What?
Tim's just watching for people raising their hand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do names because that's easier.
All right.
Number six. In a dangerous post-apocalyptic... God, I can't even say the fucking name of this. Post-apocalyptic world, an ailing father defends his son as they slowly travel.
Steph.
The Road.
Yeah.
The Road. Very good.
Steph takes the lead.
I read that book on my honeymoon, believe it or not.
We're uplifting as hell.
I brought that up on radio, on the Von Esler Doctrine yesterday. Said, all of a sudden, you're Cormac McCarthy.
Really? I missed that.
Yeah. Tim, or Eric didn't know what you were talking about.
Of course he didn't.
I don't know anything that I don't know. Well, the Road is kind of a deep pull, isn't it? I mean, that wasn't a popular movie.
No,
the movie kind of bombed. The book was very popular.
Yeah,
I guess it was. Yeah. All right. Number seven. In this post-apocalyptic wasteland, a cynical drifter agrees to help a small gasoline-rich community.
Steph. Tim.
Who?
Steph.
Tim.
Steph. Oh yeah, Steph.
No, Tim. You said your name first.
No,
but he's not
ahead.
Even playing.
I'm not playing. Go ahead.
Oh, Road Warrior.
Very good. 1981. Nice. I wasn't sure whether to put Mad Max on there.
Isn't that also the theme to Waterworld?
Pretty much.
A mailman with gills dives deep to the bottom of the ocean. Tom Petty. How many more do you got left, Iowa?
I mean, I got a lot more, but you can stop me whenever. Nice. All right, number eight. A former United Nations employee traverses the world in a race against time to stop a zombie pandemic.
Oh, Jeff, World War Z.
Very good.
Oh, I didn't know he goes.
2013.
Jeff's on the board.
Number nine.
Number
years
nine.
After a plague kills most of humanity and transforms the rest into monsters, sole survivor in New York City struggles valiantly to find a cure.
Steph.
I am legend.
You're close.
I am legend.
She gets it, right? You get it?
Yeah, you get that.
I am sure. Legend 2006.
Nice remake job. Of Omega Man.
Right, yeah. Which is a remake of something else. Omega Man's great, though.
All right, 10. I got this is number 10. Now, I do have 10 more, but we could stop here. If
well, Steph has 4, Jeff has 1, Roby has 1, Autumn has 1, and I have 1, but that counts. So how many more do you want to do?
I'll take your 1, Tim.
You want to go to 15?
Let's do 5 more.
All right,
somebody
number 10.
Mute Ira for Steph.
What?
Mute Ira so Steph can't hear him.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
All right, you ready? Number 10. 4 weeks after a mysterious, incurable virus spreads through the UK.
Jeff.
Oh,
28 Jeff. Days later.
Very good. 2002.
Woo.
All right. Number 11. You'll like this. In a future where the polar ice caps have melted and Earth is almost entirely submerged.
Autumn. Waterworld.
Giving that one to Roby.
You know, Roby, you said that, and I knew it was coming up, and I was like, oh, boy. 1995.
I'm still raising my hand.
Yeah. By the way, Ira, we're going to have to get we'll have to do the 16th one so we can discount my correct answer. So, number 12.
Number 12. In 1997, when the U.S. president crashes into Manhattan, now a giant
Jeff.
Escape from New York.
Very good. 1981 as well, just like Road Warrior. Number 13. A man's uneventful life is disrupted by the zombie apocalypse.
Steph. Shaun of the Dead.
Very good.
Yes!
Short.
That was a generic one.
That's really good.
Good, though.
2004. 14. All right, number 14. A comet wipes out most of life on Earth, leaving two valley girls.
Steph.
Night of the Comet.
Yep.
Very good. 1984.
What is this one?
Night of the Comet.
You never saw that one?
I've never heard
awesome
of that.
Awesome movie. Get it.
It's on demand right now if you have cable. It's one of our favorite movies from the 80s, yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Night of the Comet is great. And I haven't seen it in, I don't know, at least 20 years.
What of it?
All right, number 15. We're going to 16. Is that right?
Right, two more.
Number 15, the effects of a devastating nuclear holocaust on small town residents of eastern Kansas.
Ooh, I know this one.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Come on, go for it, Tim.
Well, I'll wait till people give up.
Say it again, Ira.
I was on a big nuclear holocaust
Roby.
For a while.
Roby. Is it the day after?
You are right, sir.
Wow. Nice job.
80.
Never seen it, but I was waiting for that nuclear holocaust.
Oh, really? Yeah, I love nuclear holocaust movies. All right, last one. A paleoclimatologist must make a daring trek from Washington, D.C. to New York City to reach his son. Trapped in the crosshairs of a sudden international storm, which plunges the planet into a new ice age.
Stan.
Roby.
Is that 2012?
No, but you're close.
Stan.
Nobody else?
It's the first effects of hypothermia.
I can't remember the movie, but there's a South Park parody of it.
Really?
Is it? Wait, Steph? I'm going to guess. Steph. The Day After Tomorrow?
Very good.
Wow, Steph is...
You got it.
Steph wins.
I thought you were describing Cyborg for a second.
Really? I've watched a lot of apocalypse movies, I'm realizing, so I've been preparing for this for all my life.
Yes. Right, yeah, 2012 was a good guess.
Hey, Steph.
Have y'all noticed on the Netflix popular trends how all the virus movies are in the number one or number two slots for being watched?
Of course.
Pandemic, outbreak, Tootsie,
Contagion.
What's that kingdom?
Tiger King.
If you're bored, seriously, everybody check that out. It was really good. Kingdom.
Oh, Kingdom. Yeah, I'll check out Kingdom. And that is Synopsolis now. Thank you.
Yay,
I love that.
Thanks,
game.
Ira.
That game kicks ass.
Thanks. That was a good. That was fun. Thanks, Ira. That was a lot of fun.
Sure. Hey, before we get to our quick stat picks and wrap up the show. What we're doing now as far as the bonus shows are concerned is once we are finished doing the Skype show, we're going to just put that on YouTube and share the link with Patreons on the Patreon site. Everyone will have access to it because we're really not doing bonus shows. If anybody wants to do something, talk to somebody that you have connections with that you think would be interesting, and I'm talking to all you guys, or anything like that, record it and we'll put it up in the feed. I mean, it'll be fun and people want content and they like us, so do it if you want. So until further notice, that's what we're going to do. I want to give the Patreon something, but you know, the bonus shows, no one seems to watch them but Roby. And we love Roby, but you know, we want everybody to enjoy.
Don't forget Dustin. He watches them.
I know, Dustin's awesome. We got to have him on, Jeff and Steph. We got to have him on. So I'll just real quick, Better Call Saul. I watched The Hunt, which we can get into at another time. That was a fun movie.
I recommended that you watch that because I watched it when it came out on digital, and it was fun as hell.
Yeah, it was fun. There's no political. Yeah. There's politics in it, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just a good, fun movie. Caitlin and I enjoyed it, and we were yelling at the TV, so it was exciting.
Really funny deaths.
Oh, yeah. But it was cool the way it opened because there's all these famous people in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Out.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh.
Famous people get killed off really fast.
Yeah. Hey, that's the guy from This Is Us, and he's dead. I have to get caught up on the plot against America. I will. Norm's stuff is great. And the new Fish album, Sigma Oasis. I listened to that this morning, and I really dug it. So if you like Fish, listen to that.
My staff pick is the anti-Tiger King movie on Netflix. It's called Crip Camp.
Oh, yeah.
Such a fucking uplifting, fun, free-spirited movie about the camp in upstate New York.
It's a documentary?
For kids with disabilities.
Oh, cool.
So fucking good. It was like the opposite of Tiger King.
I don't care about nothing that's uplifting. I just want to see a bunch of disgusting meth addicts have sex with each other and build memorials to their ex-husbands with a four-wheeler on.
Watch
Crip Camp, though, on Netflix, man. It's a feel-good movie of the year.
All right.
Who's going?
You go.
You go?
Yeah, I just went.
So, what are we doing? We're just doing staff picks? We're not doing stuff that we watched?
I just go ahead and do a staff pick or whatever you've been watching. Just go ahead.
I've barely been watching shit. I've been working every night. I've been teaching during the day. I'm watching Plot Against America, which I love. Who's caught up with that? Tim's.
Yeah, I'm caught up.
I'm not yet. We can talk more about it next week.
Yeah, it's really good. And then there's an accompanying podcast that's put out by HBO that really explains a lot of the history and the non-history that it gets into. And I don't know. I just find that shit fascinating. And Jeff, I saw that you put on there that you started watching Tales from the Loop.
Yeah.
How many did you watch?
I watched 4 so far.
How is it?
It's on Amazon. It's okay.
Okay.
It's weird. It's like time travel shit and sci-fi stuff. And it seems kind of post-apocalyptic where there's all these like busted up. You couldn't hear me.
I watched the first episode, and it's slow but intriguing. Yeah. So I wanted to see how far you got with that. So
I got through 4, and they've all been decent.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's all I got. No real staff picks. Just that's all I've been doing.
Plus the Gilbert with Jason Alexander. Yeah.
That's right. We both listened to that.
So I've just been watching Ozark. I don't know if any of you are caught up with that.
I finished it the first day.
Maybe you could have told me, Jeff, right around episode 5, and I won't spoil this for the rest of you. I'm not spoiling it, but I'm just letting you know that around episode 5, keep a bucket by the couch because you're going to throw up. It's disgusting. So thanks for that. For not
watching. Somebody else listed about that, actually.
Ozark.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's revolting. But anyway, the season has been really good. And I've started watching The Dark Side of the Ring. It's all about all the horrible dark things that happened in the WWF over the years. Oh. The last
Chris
one,
Benoit, Macho. Eddie Guerrero, the first episode. That I haven't finished both of them yet, but boy, that's awesome stuff. That last season was good too.
Yeah, this last episode was Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. So that was that was a really good one. And but yeah, I mean, other than that, I'm just like, I haven't been able to watch too much stuff. I'm sorry. And I feel like I know I've been like kind of distracted even while we're recording this. But my sister, she has COVID. She got diagnosed.
Oh, no.
So my sister has it. My other sister got tested for it yesterday. And my sister, she found out during my stepfather's funeral yesterday. She was getting texts from the public health letting her know that she has fucking COVID.
Oh, my God.
But she's a nurse. So far, her symptoms are mild. But she's taken everything and we're worried about my mom because my mom, you know, everybody had masks on at the funeral yesterday. But they were, you know, of course my sisters are crying and hugging on each other and things like that. I mean, So anyway, so if you see me, like, a lot of times through this whole thing, and I didn't want you to be like thinking I didn't care or anything. No, we're sitting here trying to figure out who the fuck has zinc, and you need to get elderberry, and you got to start on this probiotics and all this other crap. So far, both of my sisters, hopefully their symptoms won't get any worse, but the public health, like, they even told my sister's husband, don't even bother to go get tested, to just self-quarantine, and now they've changed it to 17 days. So even if he never has any symptoms, he's not supposed to leave for 17 days or whatever.
When did
change
that?
This is what she was told today in Michigan. So and I think a lot of people think it's bullshit because they don't know anybody that doesn't have it. So yes, you are going to know somebody who has
it. My aunt and uncle both have it. They're getting better, but yeah, they were in the hospital with pneumonia and trouble breathing, and my dad has a temperature today.
Oh, shit.
Which is concerning.
How did they interacting with other people?
No, well, my dad, of course, was like going out and doing whatever he does.
Yeah, my parents too.
Yeah.
Yes, same with mine.
And the thing is, guys, and it's like, I know you've probably been telling your parents, like I've been telling my in-laws and everything, to wear a mask when you go anywhere. My sister is the biggest paranoid person on the planet. She has been wearing a mask everywhere for the last 5 weeks, long before anybody. She was sending me texts. I mean, because she's a paranoid freak, and she's at this hospital. She's at Beaumont, which is like, if you guys are watching the news, Beaumont Hospital in Detroit, it's like a mini New York, what's happening there. I mean, they're just dying in the beds there, left and right. So she still got it. You know, and so
she still
got it. Yeah. And I'm talking about, this is the most paranoid person on the planet, and she still got it. She can't believe that she has it. She's just like, how do I have this shit? I can't believe it. So anyway,
yeah, my friend who works in a hospital said that she said her jaw was on the floor because they were telling them special ways to remove their gloves and special ways to remove their masks because you can contaminate yourself with whatever's on the mask when you take it off improperly. And she's an x-ray tech, but she's worked in the hospital for, 10 years and has never been sort of, I don't know. It's never had to go to such an extreme.
Yeah.
My sister has not done hands-on patient care in years. She's a registered nurse, but she's a scribe, basically. Mm. She followed a doctor around. She's a wound care nurse. And then as this started occurring, they closed the wound care unit down. They threw her out on the front lines. So she's in the mix. I tell you, the only thing it was so sad that my stepdad died last Monday, but I was so glad because she didn't have to go to work. She was out with my stepfather. So
yeah,
and now she's going to be out at least for 17 days until she tests again to see if she's whatever. But anyway, just hoping that her and my other sister are going to be okay. My mom doesn't get it, and nobody else gets it. Nobody, none of our listeners get it. I mean, and everybody stays whatever. But I think whatever they tell you, I don't know, listen to it. The only thing I can think of is just like dig a hole in your backyard and throw some dirt on you and just stay there for like 2 months.
And don't worry, and if you get hungry, you can eat the worms.
Basically, that's probably your best option at this point. But anyway, my staff pick is everyone, please just stay healthy and, do your best.
Thanks, staff. We will. And everybody pay attention and keep everybody in everybody's thoughts.
I mean, it is good to hear. It's good for the rest of us to hear people that we know that have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As heartbreaking as it is to hear and horrible to hear, that's what you need because everybody keeps saying that. Well, do you know anybody? Do you know, every time I Zoom with a family member or something, they're like, do you know anybody? I'm like, not yet. I know people who know people, but.
Right. You know, even the physician, I work for a physician. He has a lot of friends in New York City. He actually got his son is an investment banker there. He's 30, but he's at home living with him. He got his other son home from Washington, D.C. So they're all living back in the house together again. Yeah, the kid is home and he didn't want to come home and they made him come home. I was like, get your ass home. So anyway, a lot of their friends in New York City, many of them have kids that are in their 20s that are on vents in New York City. And so that tells you, like, these are all wealthy people, all highly educated people, all whatever. It doesn't matter, like, your how much money you make, nothing, your age. I mean, it just, I think it depends on the strain. You can get, if you get the shit strain, you get the shit strain. And if you don't have the immune system to fight it off, you're not going to make it. Or you can get the baby COVID.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just like it's a
COVID light.
You got COVID light. Yeah.
Or you could be in a place where it's constantly, constantly being bombarded with people who have it, and then your system is overloaded.
And there's nothing you can do. Exactly.
No. Roby, why don't you get. Thank you, Steph. I'm sorry. I'm not cutting.
No, no.
Yeah, thank you, Steph.
Roby, want to give everybody a plug if they want to follow you and where they can find you?
Well, I'm Remotes1 on Twitter. They can also check out my YouTube page, just Roby Neely, R-O-B-E-Y-N-E-E-L-E-Y. I've got a video on there currently that I did myself, and I really need views. I need this thing to get noticed and watched and shared and people out there. I see these videos getting views that I have no idea how they do it. Why can't my little video, my nice little song, get views?
We'll try to get you 10 or 12 from our giant audience.
Well, I've gotten more from you every time you plug it than I get from my own family.
Oh, awesome. Well, now you're a part
your
of our
family.
Program. Yeah, you're a part of
our. Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy listening to you guys. I recommend everybody go back and listen to past episodes.
Thank you, man.
You hear some stuff that you didn't even think about. And what's funny is sometimes your past episodes, I'm listening to them, and y'all are recalling stuff back now in new episodes.
Oh,
y'all just
Norm McDonald. Ourselves.
Listening to Norm McDonald do Burt Reynolds in the current episode, and Tim's bringing up Norm McDonald in this episode.
There you go. That's because we love him. Autumn.
That's hilarious.
He is. Autumn, thank you for joining us this week. Of course, you're welcome anytime. And
thank you.
Plug one topic.
Yeah, well, can I tell you a couple of things I watched on YouTube? I mean, on Netflix. Oh, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's this documentary called One of Us. It's about the Hasidic Jewish community in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And that was a good precursor to watching Unorthodox.
I want to watch that.
Yes, that it's a scripted show, drama, following a Hasidic family and this girl who escapes, and it goes back and forth in timeline between her trying to escape and her before she was married and all the sort of the ritual and the bullshit that they all have to deal with being Hasidic, and it's really interesting, especially in this time of COVID. Everyone walks in. What is that thing on your door that sort of says that you're Jewish?
Mezuzah.
So everyone, when they walk into, like, over the threshold of the door, they kiss their hand, and then they kiss the mezuzah, and then they bring it back to their hand, to their mouth.
Can't do that anymore.
So, yeah, but they're still doing it. That's why so many of these Hasidic communities are just getting fucking rampaged with it.
Yes.
Is that
in
going
New
on?
New York, when you go to that Hasidic Jewish community in Brooklyn, and wherever, part of Williamsburg or something, it's crazy the amount of people on the streets. It's such a difference. Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, it was really interesting to watch. It's just like this whole other crazy culture within the modern day. You know, it's really neat. So I
gotta watch the documentary first and then Unorthodox.
Yeah, definitely.
The Jewish
Would you say that the Orthodox Jews, like regular, you know, modern Jewish people, like that's like for us, like Free Will Baptist, like I was raised in that kind of a church, that's like what the Amish are to us.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Because when you're out of it, if you try and leave it, you're ostracized and you have zero skills to deal with the outside world.
Get away, English. Get away from the barn. Get away, English.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about that world.
Yeah, hey, I also watched Bikram, which was really good.
Bikram.
Yeah. And you can find me at Auto Pritz everywhere online and listen to our podcast, One Topic, where we talk about one topic.
Awesome.
And hopefully hopefully on TikTok soon.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll be on. If I'm on TikTok, it'll probably be under Auto Pritz, P-R-I-T-T-S. Blech.
A portion of our show is brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. What does that mean, Stephanie?
Oh, they do like big construction print jobs, you know, things like that.
I'm sure they're an essential service and still working right now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people are, the stuff's still getting built. I mean, things are still going, you know, and obviously, I mean, hospitals, I guess, is what.
Yeah.
Ventilator factories, mask factories, those are all getting built right now.
One of our Brett Perkins, go ahead.
Yeah, Brett Perkins, he is a friend of ours. I've known Brett for God over 20 years. So Brett's still going. They're still, their shop's still up and running, and he's, you know, still contributing to the show, and we really appreciate him for that. And Brett's a good guy. He's very funny, and he likes all the same shit that we do and everything. So
thank you, Brett. Hey, listen, if you want to follow us online, it's Radio Labyrinth on Facebook, at Radio _ Labyrinth on Twitter, at Radio Labyrinth on Instagram, and you can watch me do my goofy videos at Timstagram here. I haven't done one in a couple days, but I'm going to get back to it. And follow Jeff. Where are you?
JeffKeyz on like Twitter and stuff, and just Jeff Leboff on Facebook.
Ira, you're not on anything anymore. He's back to putting his mask on. Steph, you're what? Steph-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-a-lab-
I mean, right. You'll find me. You'll find me.
All right, Roby, thanks for joining us. Autumn, thanks for joining us. Ira, great game. Love the match.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Steph, for muddling through. I know it's rough for you right now, so hang on.
Yeah, well, you know, same thing with the Autumn, too. You're hoping that your dad is fine and your aunt and uncle are going to be all right.
Yeah.
All right, love everybody except for the people that don't deserve love. Like Carol Baskin's that goddamn bitch.
I mean, if you don't think I deserve love, you should look at yourself in the mirror sometime.
Because I can't because I'm in solitary confinement because of you, you twat.
Probably have a very tiny little mirror that looks like it came in a Barbie playhouse that I of course, played with as a child.
And, I look in a puddle of rat piss and I see how bad I look.
You know he's in. You know he's got the COVID.
I know I do, bitch.
He's got tiger COVID.
I got tiger COVID. Only I had a tiger to fuck. All right, guys.
I just want to say I hope that you and Autumn. I would love to see you guys Skype each other and maybe just do some of the tiger and Carol and maybe throw that up on the thing. I think that would be awesome. I think everybody would love that.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, cool. All right, you guys. Thanks again, Roby. Thank you, Autumn.
Thank you.
Guys, next week. Until then, keep it canon
and thorough.
Oh yeah.
Sweet Charlene, give a heart and a soul. God, her love is true, but I let it go. It was late one night, and a silly fight, when I turned to leave. Then she tried to keep, and she cried out, don't go away. Oh, baby, stay for just a little while, so I can make you smile. Look in my eyes, there's no disguise of the way you feel. No, my love is real. As I drove, as I replayed the scene when it came to me, when it couldn't be. Thank you. bed, gun near her head. She stared at me as I fell on my knees, and we cried out, "Don't go away, oh baby, stay, oh just a little while, so I can make you smile." Look in my eyes, there's no disguise of the way you feel. You know my love is real.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.